Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is one of the programs that received additional funding in recent legislation that Congress passed. And that legislation also stipulated to the SBA that agriculture should be eligible for this loan program as well. It's a loan that's meant to provide working capital to operations.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Because of the backlog in funding for this program, when SBA opened the application window this week, they only opened it to agricultural entities to try to give agriculture an opportunity to access this important funding for cash flow.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The regulation that the department is developing that will allow them to begin sign-up for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. That regulation was sent to the White House Office of Management and Budget earlier this week for review and approval. And once that regulation is approved, then we expect USDA to announce the sign-up period and the process for producers to sign up for this assistance, which would be based on generally the amount of 2019 crop production that was still at risk for price loss as of early 2020. The timing on this is still not certain, but we would expect to see additional details sometime maybe late next week or early the following week.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The Senate was in session part of the week, and there's discussions underway that the House may return sometime next week for work, but that's not certain at this point. The main negotiations in Congress at this time, in terms of providing additional relief, those discussions are happening in the House primarily among House Democratic leadership and their caucus on trying to craft the next legislative package. And once that's ready, we anticipate the House to bring that up, and then that would really kickstart the negotiations on what would be in the next piece of legislation and try to get that final version that both the House, Senate, and administration can agree to in the coming weeks.